Hello, friends. Welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr. We're broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. And actually, today I'm broadcasting from the beautiful old Tokeland Hotel, 20 miles south of Aberdeen, Washington, on the beautiful Pacific coast of Washington. The hotel and restaurant was built in 1868 when it was first established. It's a very beautiful Victorian-era resort right on Willapa Bay, just off the Pacific Ocean, in some of the most beautiful and scenic areas of the Washington coast. We're here today spending the weekend, and we have a very special program today because the first hour is with Susan Liberty Hall, an amazing woman who beat cancer with natural herbal remedies she got from a wise medicine man on the Navajo Indian Reservation, and she'll tell you her wonderful story of how she was able to beat cancer very inexpensively through these herbal remedies. The second hour from 3 to 4, we will be broadcasting from the hotel here, and we'll be bringing on Teresa Carroll, a wonderful Seattle and well-known Seattle psychic, and we'll be talking to the many ghosts here in the hotel. So stay tuned for a program that's going to be simply out of this world, my friends. We are the fastest-growing metaphysical and psychic program in the world, with many, many listeners, both in the Seattle area and across North America and around the world. And I just want to thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in today. The purpose of the program is to raise consciousness and make this world a far better and happier place. And I just want to tell you that we are supported by donations, entirely supported by donations. And if you'd like to donate to help support the program, please go to our website at www.outofthisworld.com. 1150.com and just go to the upper right donate button. I want to thank everyone who supported the program, including my dear friend Carol, who's been designing my website, Ann Nelson, business professor at Walla Walla College, Michiko Hayashi, and the wonderful work of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, and as well as my earthly and angelic family and my wonderful sound engineer, Eric Ryder, and my station manager, Eric Crema, who, without whose help this program would not have been possible. I'd like to just give a word of thanks now to our many sponsors, and I have just a few messages. Like to run just a few promos now. One's for a wonderful seafood oyster place. If you're out on the coast, please visit Brady's Oysters. And then we have another wonderful crystal and jewelry shop, metaphysical shop in Tacoma called Inspire. I'd like to run those down, and then we'll come back to our interview with the wonderful Susan Liberty Hall. Please stand by. Hello, friends. I'd like to introduce a wonderful friend of mine, Juliana, who's got a wonderful new shop in downtown Tacoma at 6765 Broadway called Inspired. Juliana, please tell my listeners all about your wonderful shop.
Hi, Ted. It's a pleasure to be there. We have a wonderful shop on Cheek Row in the historic theater district of downtown Tacoma. We specialize in beautiful crystal jewelry gifts, tarot cards, artwork, and a lot of other things. A lot of our items are handmade and very special, and we buy from all over the world. Folks can schedule a reading, sign up for one of our engaging classes, or enjoy one of our exciting events. We do a lot of community events, and we offer a lot of unique and unusual workshops here. We're located in Antique Row in a historic theater district of downtown Tacoma. We're easily accessible from the freeway, and there's lots of parking in the area. Is super easy to get to. We're placed among the unique stores in Antique Row, and folks can come down and have a wonderful afternoon shopping in the area and having a wonderful meal at a local cafe as well. So we're located at 765 Broadway in Tacoma. All folks can come and visit us on our website, inspirednewage.com. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 11 to 6. And be inspired. That is definitely our logo, and we certainly follow that. We dedicate ourselves to creating an uplifting experience from the moment folks walk in and hopefully throughout all of their subsequent visits.
Wonderful, Juliana. And I want to tell people it's very easy to get there. I visited their shop here a few days ago. If you're coming from the north, from Seattle, you simply take the city center exit.
Yeah, you take the A Street exit, and you go left on 9th Avenue, and then you go right on Broadway. Okay. And it's super easy to find. We're just a couple of doors down from that corner.
Okay, Juliana. Well, thank you so much for sharing your wonderful gift shop. I've been there, friends, and it's a wonderful place. And I urge all my listeners to please visit Juliana's shop.
Thank you so much, Ted.
Hello, friends. I'd love to tell you about a wonderful seafood place on the Washington coast. It's called Brady's Oysters. They're located on Highway 105, about 15 miles west of Aberdeen, Washington, in Westport. If you ever go out to the coast and you'd love some seafood, please stop by Brady's Oysters. They have wonderful seafood, including crabs, oysters, clams, salmon, halibut, steelhead, you name it. They've got it. And their prices are extremely reasonable. Their phone number, if you want to give them a call, is 360-268-0077. I've been there myself, and their seafood is great.
Get your smile on with Alternative Talk 1150.
Hello, friends. We're back on the air again, broadcasting from the beautiful Topland Inn on the Pacific coast here, about 20 miles south of Aberdeen, Washington. If you are on the coast, please visit the Topland Inn. It's a beautiful place, one of the nicest places I've ever been to on the Washington coast. The people here are wonderful. They have wonderful homemade meals, and the rates are extremely reasonable. But anyway, we're back on the air now. We have a wonderful person named Susan Liberty Hall on. She's going to talk about how she beat cancer through natural herbs. Susan, are you there?
I am, Ted. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good. Well, a little bit about her background. She's a former Playboy bunny and author of Ha! I Laugh in the Face of Cancer and Centered Adventures of the Bouquet Sisters in Fairyland. She healed herself from cancer with a Native American formula. What was happening, it was very interesting. Was it about 6 years ago you got cancer, Susan?
It was in 2012, April. Hello? Uh-oh. Hello? Ted? Oh. Hello? Ted, are you there? Uh-oh.
Hello. Sorry about that. I lost you there. Anyway, we're back on the air again with Susan Liberty Hall, talking about her experience with beating cancer through natural herbs. Susan, are you there?
I am, and I got cancer in April of 2012.
Okay. And at the time, both you and your brother both got cancer, is that right?
Yes, it was so interesting because my brother, the late owner of the Los Angeles Lakers basketball team, Jerry Buss, my big brother, called me to tell me this terrible news, and we talked, and he had cancer. Mm-hmm. And I also had cancer. It was so fascinating that we would get cancer at the exact same time. And it really provided an opportunity to see two different travels, two different ways to go. He decided to go the way of traditional medicine with chemotherapy, a surgery, and then chemo and radiation. And, of course, I was different. I would not do that. I did not want to do that. I had breast cancer. It was recommended that I have a mastectomy and maybe the lymph nodes removed. You have to sign your life away when you go in. They'll take out whatever they want. Surprise!
Sure.
So I couldn't do that, Ted. I couldn't do that. So I had to tell my brother that I would not do the mastectomy. I would not do chemo. I would not do any of that. And it was sad because the look in his eyes was, he was so hurt that I said that because he thought I was going to die. He thought that my choice would lead me to death. And unfortunately, what he never realized is that when I looked into his beautiful brown eyes, I also felt that that was a death sentence that he had chosen the way that he had chosen. And unfortunately, truly unfortunately, I was right. And he died 13 months later. He had a very terrible illness. The surgery was to remove the abdomen that he had. He had cancer in his abdomen. They had a tumor there. And he first did a very aggressive chemo treatment. And the chemo was aggressive. I say aggressive because I think when you're wealthy, you get more. This is what I truly believe. So he got a very aggressive chemo treatments, and then he was doing very badly after that, they took out the tumor. During that operation, that surgery, there was an error that happened, a medical error. They poked a hole in his colon. So the next four, maybe five surgeries and mm-hmm. four procedures, nine in all, mm-hmm. were to try to undo the damage that had been done on top of the cancer, which was never, ever fixed. So they never were able to repair that terrible thing that had happened. So he went downhill very fast from there, and he, in fact, was in the hospital for the last 9 months of his life, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He also did several rounds of radiation. Mm-hmm. I remember on the 27th day of a 30-day radiation program, he said to me in a very soft voice, he said, "Susie, they're torturing me. Why would they do this to me?"
Mm-hmm.
So it was very sad. I'll tell mm-hmm. you, it was very sad, Ted. But on the other side of that coin, there was myself, who had made the decision to do a Native American. This was an Arapaho tribe, and the medicine man. Now, how did I find that? Because that is a very interesting story. Do we have time for me to tell that story? Hello? Hello? Oh, no. Hello?
I'm here, Susan. Sorry, I lost connection. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
I was just asking you, dear friend, if I had time to tell the story of how I found the Two Feathers formula. I think your listeners will enjoy that story.
Well, I apologize, my friends, for the poor connection. I'm calling on Skype, and I'm on an okay connection, but sometimes we do lose connections out here. I just wanted to back up a little bit before you start your story. You at the time did not have much money, did you, Susan, at the time?
No, I did not have much money, and that was that's a very important part of this story, because,
right.
If I had had money, then I would have chosen to go to one of the naturopathic clinics, in particular the Young Living Clinic in Ecuador would have been my first choice. But in looking into it, those are very expensive, and only wealthy people can go to these things. It's between $20,000, $40,000, $50,000 sometimes to some of these clinics, and I did not have that kind of money. And
right.
I could have asked my brother for that money. Oh, he's obviously a very wealthy man, but he was very good to me. He bought my house. He took care of me, but it just wasn't appropriate for me to ask him for money to go to the clinic, because he did not believe that that would heal me. He wanted me to do chemo and the mastectomy, so I realized I could not ask him for the funds. That
right.
would not have been appropriate. So then he said, "Well, what are you going to do?" And I said to him, I remember saying to him, "Well, I know you're brilliant," because my brother was very brilliant. He was a PhD, he was a chemist, he was mm-hmm. a professor, as well as being a brilliant businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
I said to him, "I know you're brilliant, Jerry, but so is Mother Nature brilliant." And so I told
right.
him I would take
right.
my chances with Mother Nature, and we said goodbye. And he began his treatments, and I began mine. So the way that the treatments, the way that it happened was, I went home and I was a little bit nervous. I thought, okay, I told him, but what am I going to do? And
sure.
I didn't really
sure.
know what I was going to do. So I did what I always do, especially if there's trouble, and I sat down and I prayed.
Mm-hmm.
And I prayed and I asked my God, I asked, "What can I do to save my life? Reveal to me what I should do." Now, this was so beautiful
right.
and so amazing, because I shot up out of my chair. I went running over to the file cabinet in my office. I opened up the file cabinet, pushed my hand in, pulled out a file. I was on automatic pilot. I wasn't conscious of why I was doing any of that.
Right.
But I pulled out the file and opened up a file that said cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And in that file, there was one piece of paper, and it said Two Feathers Healing Formula. And
wow.
it was a flyer mm-hmm. showing the Two Feathers Healing Formula. It was an
mm-hmm.
all-natural herbal remedy, a medicine
mm-hmm.
man remedy, and a phone number and a website, and also a picture. It had a photo of a man who had evidently lung cancer, about my age. He was mm-hmm. about 70, and I'm almost 70, so he was about my mm-hmm. age. It was lung cancer that he had, and he had a hole in his chest,
mm-hmm.
And he claims that there were 8 tumors that came out of that hole in his chest, because next to him there was
mm-hmm.
a table with 8 tumors on it, and he claimed that those tumors came out of his body using the Two Feathers Healing Formula, and that he was healed
Amazing.
Of that. I hope I can say the heel word here on, without going to jail.
I just want to make a disclaimer on my program. We're not recommending this treatment to anyone. We're simply telling the story of one person's successful battle with cancer. That's all
Thank
we're doing
you.
For informational
Thanks
purposes.
So I want you to be safe and me to be safe as I tell my story. It's my testimonial and it's my story. So anyway, I looked at that. It seemed very strange, truly, but because God had directed me to that, and because it was so paranormal and psychic and spiritual, that I made a phone call immediately to the Two Feathers Healing Formula. I spoke to a man by the name of Robert Roy. He is the guardian of Two Feathers Healing Formula. He is the one who represents the family, the Native American family who owns it. He has been the guardian for 33 years, and he has served over 60,000 people who have called on him night and day, and day and night, and he has always been there to help every single person and to counsel them when they have cancer, and I was one of them.
Wow.
So that man saved my life. His name is Robert Roy. He's a hero in my book. So he told me about the Two Feathers. He told me what I should do, the dosage I should take. I was amazed at how simple it was. I was to take 3 capsules daily of the Two Feathers formula. So I ordered a jar. It was $135. I had that money. I didn't have to go into debt or charge it on a charge card. I actually had the funds to buy that. And that's important because the people with cancer go into debt for their programs, whether it's whether they're doing vitamin shots or naturopathic or herbs and supplements. I can tell you absolutely there's a huge sum of money that they need to have. So it was very good that I could afford this, and it didn't cost my government, my Medicare, not one penny. It didn't cost any insurance company any money, and I think that's a very huge thing in today in our society when we see how burdened our medical facilities are in trying to deal with cancer.
Right.
And I'm for spending every penny in the world on cancer if we could be healed, but they're not having a very good track record. That's the real issue. I did it by myself, and I got started immediately. And I want to tell your listeners that this is a do-it-yourself project. This does not require a doctor. Now, just imagine the power of those words. This does not require a doctor. I did this at home without a doctor. How simple was this to take 3 capsules daily? That's it.
Wow. That's amazing. That's just amazing.
It. Yeah. So I had immediate results. By immediate, I mean within 14 days, I was aware that the Two Feathers formula was working for me. I had 2 marble-sized tumors on my breast, hard like marble, so I knew they were there. I had a biopsy, and later on I realized that was a mistake because that does spread the cancer. I learned that later. But when you have cancer, you have to know. If you think you have cancer, you must know. So people are scared, and they do the biopsy, and they do the PET scans, and both of those are very bad things for our bodies. And I'll tell your listeners a little bit more about those 2 issues and why I say that. But in this moment, let us just say that on the 14th day of taking the 3, I actually only took 2 capsules. 3 was recommended. I took 2. Because at the same time, I was also working and supporting myself with my Young Living Essential Oils business, and I was going back and forth to take care of my brother. So every time he had a surgery or a procedure or a birthday or a holiday, I was there. I was there for him, loving him, blessing him, and as sick as he was, I was well. I was there with a smile on my face, and it did his heart good to see that I was well. But you know what a mystery that he never asked me or questioned me about it. He knew I was well. I sent him the results that I was cancer-free in 10 weeks. He saw that. He knew that. And yet, he never said one word about it during his illness, not one word. But I was there for him, so I took the capsules on the 14th day. One of the 2 tumors collapsed. That means I woke up and it was no longer visible. I couldn't see it, nor could I feel it. It was gone. It was in there somewhere, but it was gone. 3 days later, the second tumor also collapsed. And at that time, now this is only 17 days after starting the Two Feathers formula. So after 17 days, I called Robert Roy, and he said, "That is good news. It means that the cancer is no longer attached to your living cells because the Two Feathers formula is killing the cancer." So
That's
even
amazing.
Though I still had those tumors, the tumors were no longer cancerous. They were just dead tumors. Now, that's a huge, amazing thing for anyone who has cancer to know and to understand. And I want to make sure that your listeners know that I am there for them. If they want to try this, I am so there for you, and I'll make sure that you know how to reach me and how to reach Robert Roy, and that you have a team waiting for you. And it is my prayer and my joy that you also would have the same amazing victory that I have had and so many thousands of people have had with the Two Feathers formula. So at that time, something interesting happened now, Ted, and I wanted to tell you. I don't want to frighten your listeners, because when people think about a tumor coming out of your body, it's frightening. And when you go to the website and you see other pictures of other people's tumors, like the one I told you about of the man that had lung cancer, those are also very frightening to see. But instead of being frightened, I looked at that and I thought, how miraculous. This must really work. And that's what I hope that your listeners would also think about. And not everyone has a tumor that has to come out of their body. Sometimes other people with other cancers take it internally. It melts the tumors that are inside your body, and this I know absolutely, and I'll explain why I know that. So getting back to the story, I had two tumors that had collapsed on the 17th day. Robert then told me to put a little bit of the Two Feathers formula on the tumor site, which I did. And at the same time, he told me to continue taking it internally, which I also did.
Right.
And so within 2 days, the Two Feathers, so strong and powerful, opened up a wound. So you never, ever want to put Two Feathers formula on any part of your body without really understanding what you're doing. And I would help, and also Robert would help. But in my case, this was what I was to do. It opened a wound, and I could actually see the tumor, Ted.
That's amazing. That's just amazing, Susan.
Yeah. So the tumor was huge. It wasn't the size of the marble like the one on the outside of my body had been. No. It was the size of a silver dollar. And the first one fell out after 2 weeks. That means that the Two Feathers formula drew it out like a magnet. It drew it out, and it fell out by itself exactly 14 days after I put the first Two Feathers formula on that tumor site. Now, that tumor was the size of a silver dollar and the depth of 10 quarters, one on top of the other. Here I am with this huge tumor, not knowing how in the heck am I going to, you know, measure this thing. So I just took I had a silver dollar and quarters, and it's 10 quarters deep, just to give you an idea of how I was able to measure it. And then I kept it in a specimen jar. And underneath it, there was another one. Are you there? Hello, Ted?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. Shall I continue?
Yes. Well, okay. I just wanted to say that for those who are just tuning in, this is Ted Marr with Out of This World Radio, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in Bellevue. We're actually broadcasting today from the Tokelin Inn, a beautiful Victorian hotel in Tokelin, Washington, about 20 miles south of Aberdeen, Washington, on the beautiful Pacific Coast. And we have a wonderful guest today named Susan Liberty Hall, telling about her experience about beating cancer through natural herbal remedies. Go ahead, Susan, please.
Yes, okay. So the first tumor fell out 14 days exactly after I began putting the Two Feathers formula on that tumor site. But underneath it, I could see another one, and it was also huge. Now, this is very interesting because my brother Jerry, bless him, he wanted to make sure that I had cancer. He couldn't believe that I was doing what I was doing. So he had me go to Mayo Clinic just to verify that I had cancer. And so I went to Mayo Clinic at his suggestion, and I also went to Desert Radiology here in Phoenix. Both of them did an ultrasound and a mammogram, and both of them determined that I had two cancerous tumors. Mm-hmm. Now, this is very interesting because, as it turns out, I actually had 18 tumors, Ted.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Amazing.
18 tumors that came out of my breast from that one tumor site, and each time that I changed the bandage, liquid cancer would also fall out from the wound. So that's how I know that the Two Feathers is melting the tumors that are in the body. So if someone else has a different kind of cancer, I want to address that to them and for them. any kind of cancer is the Two Feathers formula is for any kind of cancer. I had breast cancer, but I have many people who have gotten my book and followed my lead and have overcome. They have overcome also, and they have every different kind of cancer. And that is also true of the work that Robert Roy has done. Every kind of cancer. Lots of people that I have gotten on the Two Feathers have been sent home by their doctors to die, because I'll give you an example of one. My girlfriend's husband, he's about 75, and he had cancer all through his body. I mean, it was really bad. And he did his chemo, and he did the surgery, he did the radiation, he did everything. But finally, his body could not tolerate any more chemo. So they sent him home to die, and they said, just get your affairs in order, you know the drill. And that was that. But that happened that night that he had heard this and been sent home. His wife came to one of my Young Living Essential Oils meetings in Sacramento, and I was presenting the essential oils, but I was also talking about my book. And when he heard me talk about my book with Two Feathers, he bought the Two Feathers right then, right there, and he said, I'm going to do that. And I thought, oh, wow, okay. So he called Robert, and Robert gave him, because his cancer was so advanced, four tablets a day. He was to take four times a day. He was a tough old guy because he took it. He didn't have any problem taking it. And it's been about 8 months. He's not cancer-free, but he's still alive, and he's well. His wife tells me he's out there cutting the grass. He has a full, happy life. He is completely certain that he's going to overcome this cancer, and I'm certain, too. So he is just taking it and overcoming it and living his life. And I've had lots of people come to me who were sent home to die by their doctors who are alive today and cancer-free as well. So it's very hopeful to all of you listening. So please do not give up. Please do not give up. This is a very simple and very effective method and very inexpensive. It's just glorious. I'm telling you, I'm so thrilled and grateful.
Well, I wanted to back up a little bit, Susan, ask you a few questions, if I may. First off, is you said biopsies can be very harmful. How can they be harmful, for example?
Yes. Well, I had heard this before. D. Gary Young and many other naturopathic doctors have told, I did the study, your traditional doctors say it's not. There's no evidence of that. But your naturopathic doctors do not agree. And Robert Roy also does not agree. We all agree that it does spread the cancer. But you have to know if you have cancer, so what to do. So Robert Roy explained to me there is a simple test called the AMAS blood test that you can take, and it will tell you how much cancer you have. It won't tell you where it is, because that's not really the important issue. The important issue is it will tell you how much you have, and you'll be able to see that very clearly, so that when I did the AMAS blood test, of course, it showed that I have cancer. And then 10 weeks later, when I did it again, I was cancer-free. And the reason I say it doesn't matter where the cancer is, because remember, Mayo Clinic and Desert Radiology had both determined that I had two tumors. But in reality, I had 18. So for those ladies who are thinking about a mastectomy or following Angelina Jolie's lead, please think about that. Because if I had done the mastectomy, what about the other 16 tumors they wouldn't have caught?
Wow, amazing. That's amazing. Just amazing.
Yes, indeed. It is so amazing. And then about the PET scans, may I speak about the PET scans for your listeners also?
Yes, please go right ahead.
All right. Mm-hmm. The PET scan is the cancer test of choice that they do constantly for people who have cancer. They were doing them for my brother all the time. I mean, really. They were handing them out like pancakes on a Sunday morning. Really, that's exactly what they were doing. And when I went to the Mayo Clinic, I was asking them, what else do you do besides ultrasound and mammogram? And they said, well, we do not do PET scan. And I said, well, tell me about that, because already I'm looking to write this book and I want to hear what they have to say. So I'm going to quote Mayo Clinic here in Phoenix, because they said that we do not do PET scans at Mayo Clinic because we know they cause cancer. They're 300 times more radiation than a mammogram, 300 times more. We know they cause cancer. We do not use them at Mayo Clinic. Please listen,
amazing,
everybody. because the AMAS blood test, this simple blood test, and I talk all about it in my little book. My book is a handbook so that someone can duplicate my efforts. And I show the AMAS blood test that I have, and you can chart it from the beginning to the end when I first had cancer, and then it went down. Every 3 months, I have another cancer test, and I'm always cancer-free. Mm-hmm. So that not only am I able to overcome cancer, but I don't ever have to be worried about it in the future either, because mm-hmm. I know that if ever it would come back, if that should happen, I know what to do, and mm-hmm. I have the AMAS blood test once every 6 months, and if I'm mm-hmm. in trouble, I know before it's even happens. So I've got my two feathers, I'm ready to go, and that's why, I laugh in the face of cancer. I do.
That's just amazing. Well, there's a huge hospital not far from the studios in Bellevue called Overlake. It's a good hospital. And I do hope that many of the health professionals there are listening to the program today, because I think this is very informative and very interesting.
Oh, I hope so, too. I wish so. But I must tell you that my experience with the medical facilities and the medical doctors has not been good. You know, when I first was diagnosed with cancer, my medical doctor, which was my my Medicare doctor, and he was the one that wanted me to do the mastectomy. And when I told him that I would not do the mastectomy, then he had me leave his office and never come back. He told me mm-hmm. that he would not treat me unless I did the mastectomy. He told me never come back to him. So I never.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yes. And I this day, I have my Medicare doctor who doesn't even know that I ever had cancer. I dare not tell them.
Wow.
So, you know, they have no clue.
Yeah.
And I just keep it that way. So they don't know. And the other thing is, when I went to Desert Radiology and I spoke to the radiologist, and mm-hmm. you know, he told me I had to have the mastectomy, and I told him no, I wasn't going to do that. I was already telling him that I was going to do the two feathers and natural way, and he stuck his finger out at me, and he had this very red face. There was a tremendous anger that he generated at me, and he spoke in a very loud and rude voice, and he told me that you are dying of cancer. Get out of here and never come back, he said. That's what he said to me. And then he stuck his hand out to shake my hand. Yes, he actually did that. He thought I would shake his hand after he had cursed me with his pronouncement that I was going to die. So I filed a complaint against him at the medical review board, and they sent me back my answer, and they said he was perfectly right to say what he said and do what he did. So that was that. So
That's too bad. That's too bad.
It is.
One of the things about a biopsy, isn't it, when they stick a needle in someone to look at a cancer tumorous cells, that the fact of sticking a needle in the tumor itself can lead to cancer cells being released through the body.
Yes, indeed. That is absolutely right. That's the absolute truth. You know, it makes common sense if you think about it. It's dangerous to do. It truly is, and especially if you don't have to. But the medical doctors are not doing that, nor are they speaking about it. Now, just recently, I spoke at a wonderful expo called the Integrated Health Expo, Cure for Cancer Conference in San Diego last week. Now, this was amazing because they used the cancer and the cure word together, cure mm-hmm. for cancer. I was shocked that they had the ability to do that without going to jail. And I had a booth there, and I was speaking, and I was talking about my book. And it was amazing because there was, you know, other speakers there, and all of them had an MD behind their name, but mm-hmm. I didn't. And, you know, when I get up and I tell them first subject and the first sentence out of my mouth is, you don't need a doctor to do this, they are shocked, and they look at me, and they are horrified that they are not needed for cancer.
Wow, that's amazing. That is just amazing. Well, you know, the fallacy in this country is that some people have very good medical insurance, and your brother had what would you call a gold-plated policy worth $300,000 or $400,000? Is that right?
My brother spent way over $1 million for his care. I mean, he whatever his insurance would cover, he went way past that. He had two nurses, 12-hour, two 12-hour nurses each day, 24 care, privately. So, I mean, after his insurance ran out, and I'm sure it did, we never discussed it, but, I mean, there surely must be a limit. I'm sure he spent way over $1 million. He was in intensive care 3 or 4 months, and in the hospital, I think 9 months.
So he used traditional techniques, which at best, according to your book, have like a 3% success rate, something like that, and spent over $1 million.
I mean, everybody needs to look that. Yes, it's true. It is true. And here's another thing, Ted, that people don't know, and I'm sorry to be the bearer of this news, because this is not such good news, but as long as you have two feathers, you're fine. But I learned along the way. It was like God was sending me all of these testimonials from people. It was like all of a sudden, the moment I had this and started the two feathers, people were coming to me telling me their stories. I had a friend, a girlfriend, in my church. And she got cancer also, and I had cancer, she had cancer, she had cancer, the female organs, but at the same time, and she was going to go to a clinic, the best clinic in, I think it was Switzerland, it was in Europe, Switzerland, and I was going to do the two feathers, and I asked her, I said, well, wouldn't you like to try the two feathers? She said, well, no, she said, because my husband has money, so I'm going to go to the clinic, because I told her I didn't have money to go to the clinic. She said, well, my husband has money, so I'm going to go to the clinic. And I said, okay, well, let's keep in touch. So several months later, 2 months later, I was cancer-free. I was cancer-free. And I get a phone call from her, a desperate call, and she said, I've been air-vac'd from Switzerland to, I think it was Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. And she said, they're rolling me in to have surgery right now. I'm bleeding. And she said, the tumors at the naturopathic clinic actually got bigger, not smaller. And she said, I'm bleeding internally. I don't know if I will even survive the surgery. But if I do, my husband is here, and I'm going to give him to you, and I want you to order 12 jars of two feathers for me. So she gave me her husband. I ordered the 12 jars for her. Mm-hmm. And some essential oils, and she went into surgery. She survived the surgery. She got on the two feathers. She was doing okay. She was doing just fine, no problem. But she went back to the she went home, and she went back to her naturopathic doctor there, and he was appalled that she was doing this Native American, you know, humbo jumbo. He had no faith in this stuff at all.
Right.
So he said, I'm going to take you off of that right away. He said, that'll kill you. So he did. He took her off of it. He talked her into it, stopping, and her husband. So she stopped the two feathers, even though she was doing so well. And it was a very short time later, maybe a couple months later, she died. He did his treatments for her. They did nothing for her. But before she died, they did one more surgery. And her husband told me this, so I know this is the absolute truth. He said that the doctor explained that he saw a lot of dead cancer when he did the surgery, and he didn't know why the cancer was dying. Well, I did. That was two feathers, and that's what her husband said. He said, Susan, the two feathers was healing her. He was so sorry. And, you know, the sad thing today is we go to church together, and every time I'm there and he's there, he turns and looks at me, and I know what he's thinking. I know what he's thinking, if only. If only. So we couldn't save my dear friend, but, you know, there's somebody listening today that I promise you're going to be thrilled, absolutely thrilled, when you find out all of the things I've been telling you about are absolutely true.
Wonderful. Well, can I give out your website so people can, can check
Thank
out for more information?
Thank you so very much. Please do.
Sure. It's www.healingformula.net. And if you go to that website, you'll find out more information about her wonderful two feathers treatment.
Okay, and you know what, Ted? That's actually Robert Roy's website, and I'm so glad you gave that, because everyone will need that for sure, because they can go to his website and they can see all the photographs that I've been telling you about where the tumors are coming out. They can read information. They can get his all the things they need. But my website is actually www.ILaughInTheFaceOfCancer.com. That would be the name of my book.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, your information today brings up a lot of public policy questions. Number one, what's the policy of the medical treatments for cancer in the United States? Is it to keep people alive so that they spend every last penny of their savings on a treatment that only has a 3% success rate? Or should the policy be to actually cure cancer safely and effectively and quickly without a lot of expense? I mean, those are the kinds of public policy questions I think people should be asking. And
I'll tell you something. There's a man that represents Robert Roy, when we do our expos together. His name is Bill. And he has answered that question, and he has some very inexpensive DVDs that he has prepared to tell the answer to that story. And if anybody would be interested to get that DVD, let me just give you, if I may, his phone number, because that's
sure.
And then I'll answer your question, but I want them to know, your listeners, whom I love, your listeners,
okay.
That there is information to substantiate what I will say. So
all right.
Bill's number is 775-410-7199. And he is a person that you can also talk to because he also has had a lot of experience with the Two Feathers, and he does the expos on behalf of Robert Roy. Since Robert Roy's been doing this for 72 years, he's 72 years old, he's been doing this for 33 years, he's taking a little break. So Bill is helping at the expos. But the information that you just said is so cute. Ted, that is so cute. The medical institutions, how can I say this without getting myself in trouble?
Remember, this is just for informational purposes only. We're not recommending this treatment
That's
for anyone.
Right.
We're not
Absolutely.
Prescribing medicine. We're not practicing medicine. We're simply saying this is one person's story about how she beat cancer.
That's
and you
right.
can do with the information what you want, but please continue.
That is correct. We have to be responsible, and we also have to protect each other. So let's be very, 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 very wise. So the only thing that I could say to you is my mother also died of cancer. So one of the reasons I was not willing to do chemo is that my mother, my brother Jerry, and our mother had died of cancer when she was only 62, and I talk about that in the book. And she did the surgery, and she did the chemo, and she did not do well with it at all. It was, just like Jerry, a horror story. Now, you add that to all of my personal experiences with personal friends and other relatives and other people who had cancer, had died of cancer using the traditional medicine. It was not a difficult thing to come to the understanding that this is not working. Now, it's true that they do have some people who overcome cancer, but guess what? It comes back, because what they do with that chemo is they destroy the immune system, and you have to have an immune system to fight cancer. God gave us our immune system to fight cancer. They destroy it. It's going to come back. So even if there's a few years where they don't have cancer, they're cancer-free from the chemo, I hate to tell you what it's done to their life and what it's done to their bodies. How does any woman ever overcome it? I'm so horrified by what they've done. So, no, I think that they do take every penny that you have. And it's not just every penny that you have. It's also a terrible burden on the insurance companies. I think it could be the way that it breaks our medical system altogether, because more and more and more people are getting cancer. Two out of three people are getting cancer. One out of three men and two out of three women. I mean, it's just
that
horrific.
High.
And the worst part is cancer is now a childhood disease, too. I got to tell your listeners before our time is up, this is very important. I want them to know that on February 17th of 2014, Belgium Parliament passed a law that it is now legal to euthanize children of all ages who are suffering from terminal illness, or could we say more accurately, suffering from chemotherapy.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing. Well, this is a very sobering interview, friends. And for those listening in the United States, Canada, around the world, if you have further questions, please do contact Susan. Susan, would you like to share your email address with my many listeners around the world?
Yes, absolutely. It is ha, I laugh in the face of cancer at gmail.com.
Okay.
And if you go to my website, you'll also see that I've offered my phone number. If someone is interested to try the Two Feathers formula, you will have me as part of your team, and you will have Robert Roy as part of your team. And along with prayers and your good works, I am so hopeful for you. And when Robert Roy and I do these complimentary consultations, neither one of us will ever take one penny nor ask one penny of anyone. Our goal is to see everybody overcome the cancer, and the way that you can help me is to get my book. That's how you help me. So I'm thrilled, and this book is so hopeful. You're gonna, when you have this little book in your hand, you're gonna smile, you're gonna laugh with me, And you're not going to be afraid anymore. And not only are you not going to be afraid, but guess what? How about your kids? My mother had cancer, and then I got cancer, and my brother got cancer. See? And there's other family members. So you know what? My three grandchildren never have to worry about cancer because Nana Susan has got the answer.
Wow. Well, I just want to say that the purpose of my radio program is to raise consciousness to make this place a far better and far happier planet. And treatments such as Susan's, I think obviously has great promise for people out there to improve health and certainly to remedy a debilitating disease that affects so many Americans, Canadians, people around the world. If I may, there's other projects out there as well that do help people, including I know you probably know about the late Dr. Masaru Emoto, the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, yes, I want to talk to you about that even on the program. I want to tell you something about that. Yes, I love his work and the lady who took it over.
Yeah, Michiko Hayashi is a wonderful person. She's a friend of mine, and I just wanted to say that their office produces what's called angel water. Now, angel water prevents cancer and actually cures it. That's according to their office. And what they've been doing is that they've been making this so-called angel water for free for the people at Fukushima so the people there don't die of cancer.
Gosh, that's thrilling.
They don't charge a dime for it, not one penny. They don't charge $1 million plus like your brother paid for worthless treatments with only a 3% success rate. They give it out free to people. That's the kind
heavens. Do you have a website for me that I can share with others?
Yes, I do. It's called www.emotopeaceproject.net. It's E-M-O-T-O-P-E-A-C-E project.net. And the water itself comes from Russia and comes from a Russian scientist who discovered that there were springs in Chernobyl.
Yeah,
I'm familiar with that.
Tell your listeners.
Look, the people there living in the middle of this horrible atomic accident don't get cancer. The ones that drink this so-called angel water, for some reason, the water is blessed and it prevents cancer. So all they have to do is drink the water and they don't get cancer or it gets cured in the process. And the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, bless their heart, is making this water up for free for the people of Fukushima. And actually, you know, that would be something for this country to invest in as well. The thing that I hope with the health professionals listening to the program today, that to please open their minds to other alternative treatments. I'm sure that they're perhaps dissatisfied with chemotherapy and the traditional methods of surgery in using for cancer. I know there's a lot of good doctors and great nurses out there who sincerely care about their patients and they want them to cure cancer, but they're a little bit like using antiquated methods like bloodletting in medieval England to cure something that there apparently are far better means to do so.
Absolutely. I'm very interested in that. And remember, Dr. Emoto is so famous, especially for praying over the water. That was why I was so very interested in his water. And I'm very interested in the healing springs and the waters. Mother Mary, the information about Mother Mary and her healing springs of Lourdes. And I'm familiar with the one that you're talking about. And may I also say to our listeners who are Japanese or Japanese heritage, I also have my book translated into Japanese for the same exact reason that Michiko is interested in helping. I wanted to make sure that the people in Japan knew I'm thinking of them, and I wanted to make sure that my book was available. So anybody listening, it's available on Japan, Amazon Japan, both in hardcover and ebook format.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, we had Dr. Simon Cini on my program about a week ago.
Yeah.
Another wonderful man who uses baking soda to cure cancer with, he says, success rates up to 90%.
Yes, and there's a man that actually went to jail for bringing that wonderful information to the world.
It kind of makes you wonder. He also lost his medical license, too, for recommending a treatment that has a 90% success rate versus traditional chemotherapy, which has a 3% success rate.
Yes, that's right. This is how we can, I have to call it evil, because that's what it is. That's evil.
Yeah.
So I'm so glad that you brought that up, and it's just an amazing, wonderful, wonderful thing to know. I worry about Fukushima because, you know, Fukushima, the waters, the winds, I mean, that's our world, too. Need that angel water. I'm going to get some. I'm so thrilled you gave me this information. I thank you sincerely.
Well, it's my pleasure, Susan. Just a quick note on Fukushima. The accident happened in 2011, and there was a huge plume of radioactivity coming from Fukushima across the Pacific up until about a year ago. It was due to hit the coast of Washington with a bullseye for the Washington coast, but it suddenly disappeared. And
wow.
I have friends from out of town who say that they've cleaned it all up. That's from the Galactic Alliance. So the radiation is gone now.
So we're talking about supernatural, super amazing, super wonderful.
We're talking about highly advanced extraterrestrials who actually care about humanity and don't want us to commit suicide by killing ourselves with radiation. So they have stepped in and cleaned up much of the Pacific.
Wow.
You're not going to hear about that in the major news channels, but it is gone. Much of it is gone. There's still some radiation leaking from the four crippled reactors of Fukushima that's going into the Pacific, but it's not the problem that it was.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And is that? That's so important.
Anyway, I just want to make a quick announcement that next hour, from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time, we'll have Teresa Carroll on, and we'll be talking to the ghosts here at the Tokelin Hotel. There's lots of interesting stories here in Tokelin that she'll be on the line, and we'll both be talking to the spirits here in the hotel. But and I want to thank everyone for listening, Susan. What kinds of new projects do you have going on? I know that you're just basically a wonderful one-man band, so to speak, one-woman band, in spreading the message about your wonderful treatments. Do you have any new projects going, or how are you getting the word out?
Well, yes, thank you so much for asking. This is an ongoing project that presents itself to me, and I'm so grateful. For example, at the Integrated Health Expo, I had a woman come up, and she heard me talk, and she wants to translate my book free. She will do the work into Spanish. And
wonderful.
Then I thought, oh, this can't get any better, but it did. And she said that she has a very wealthy sister in Mexico City that then would want to promote the book in Mexico and also the Two Feathers formula so that they could help people in Mexico, poor people who don't have money. And I'm going to also suggest the angel water now that I know about that, because that's also something that people in Mexico will understand, because they understand the waters of Lourdes and Mother Mary. So
well, I want to tell you that the Dr. Masaru Emoto did such wonderful work for the people of this world in so many different ways.
Robert Roy loves that man dearly. And I got Robert Roy's little two-year-old son the copy of Mr. Emoto's book for children about the water and the prayers and the pictures of the beautiful snowflake waters, and just lovely. So I'm very interested to expand on what I said. So I have that going on, and I want to promote my book in Japan. I'm having a problem. Maybe Michiko could help me. I don't know how to promote my book in Japan. I used to live in Japan, but I don't speak the language anymore, and I don't have any understanding of how to promote it. But that's on the agenda, and I also have it translated into German.
Oh, how nice! Well, I'll put you in touch with her, and you can discuss that with her about possibly getting your book marketed in Japan. One thing I wanted to tell you is that Dr. Masaru Emoto passed away in an untimely death last October 2014.
Yes.
And so any donations to their office would be so greatly appreciated. You know, they do such tremendous work.
Oh,
their website again. For my many listeners around the world, if you would like to donate to the Emoto Peace Project, you can go to www.emotopeaceproject.net. Emoto peaceproject.net, and I know that your support and donations would be so much greatly appreciated.
Oh, I'm so thrilled. What a treasure to hear what you've just said to me. I want you to know how much it means to me to have this angel water. I'm going to use it because, you know, it's wonderful to have the two feathers. That's wonderful. But angel water, my goodness, that in addition, there's so, like you say, there's things that we can do to help each other, and that's going to be a great one for me. I'm going to be using it and finding out about it right away. Thank you so much.
Well, my pleasure. But you know, the sad thing is that if you go into most major hospitals and they mention your name or Two Feathers Healing Formula, they won't know. Most doctors probably don't know about it. They probably don't know about the wonderful angel water used by the Emoto Peace Project. And they may not even know about Dr. Simoncini in Italy. Instead, they know about antiquated treatments, which only have a 3% success rate, even after spending $1 million+, and people still die.
Yeah. Exactly. And not only do they die, but that they suffer. It is the most horrid suffering I've ever seen. And they're not the only ones who suffer. Everyone who loves them suffers, too. And I would
mm-hmm,
know that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I want everyone to stay tuned, please, for our next hour. Susan, we have about 30 seconds left. You're welcome to make some final comments.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm so grateful to you. Thank you very much indeed. I just want to say that if anyone needs proof of life, well, here I am.
All right, great. And you'll also be on my show with Dr. Hurley on Monday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. out of Boston, Minneapolis at www.drhurley.net. Please stay tuned for our next hour, friends.